Albury's backgrounds in property management, Māori governance, and very interested too in papakāinga development. But he's also the Program Director of Kōkiri Māori Business Accelerator at Te Wānanga Aotearoa. And I note too he's Digoresta Kanawa's grandson. It's nice to have him join us on the show today. Tēnā koe, Albury.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Good to talk with you, mate. Thanks very much. Well, we're talking about the virtual showcase event, and Kōkiri is a 14-week-long Māori business acceleration program designed for very early-stage Māori-led startups, my apologies, that have high growth potential. So what are you reading into the sorts of thinking those who have joined the program are carrying with them, and how much confidence does it give you, Albury, that now people are really considering how the changing circumstances economically might provide opportunity for us and those who follow in our footsteps? Bring us up to speed with this, Maki, for a moment, would you please?
Yeah, sure. The startup program that we have is for super high-scale growth businesses. And I suppose how it plays into the bigger picture of Māori economic development is that most net job creation actually comes out of startup businesses. And so, you know, you can, through a startup business, you can actually express your tino rangatiratanga because, you're taking control of your own destiny economically. But further to that, you're actually creating jobs for other people around you. So it's an important sector, economic sector, that needs to be grown. And for us in the Māori world, we need to encourage more people to step into that startup space because of the potential of creating more Māori role models that are showing what tino rangatiratanga looks like. They're taking ultimate responsibility for the economic development.
Albury, I'm an old guy, and I think, I tend to think startups are all about digital platforms and all about the internet. But, are we talking, like, would a recently graduated from his apprenticeship trade guy who wants to start up his own panel beating shop be a startup, or no? Is it only in the digital space that this term applies?
No, the startups are all businesses. It's just that they have different trajectories, I suppose. So someone wanting to start up their own plumbing business or, building company or whatever, they're still a startup. It's just that they might not have the same scalability as, high-scale growth companies.
Examples,
but for that, we have actually... for example, we had... And startups are for everyone. For example, we had a tiling business, a couple of guys from Auckland who started up a tiling business. And then they decided that they wanted to create a tool to help them with their tiling business and created a business called Quotamation. They actually raised last year coming out of our program and have gone on to do some pretty cool things. But a startup is a startup. You start up a business and it's creating jobs. It really doesn't matter. It's just the scalability is different.
Okay. So, again, without going into too much detail, because I don't want you throwing out all the ideas that our people have been putting together. And there's an assumption by me, could be wrong, that they're young people, technically savvy, and that they've got startups, even what you just pointed to there, a couple of tiling guys, and then, what did you say? It was Quotamation or something. This is taking tiling to a different level, isn't it, mate?
Yeah. For our specific accelerator program, We are looking for companies that have an idea that could go international. So we're looking for that scalability because the more scalable it is, the more investable it is. Mm-hmm. So those are the types of startups we bring in. If they're going to be small scale, what we call SMEs or small medium enterprises, then we actually have a different course offering for that. In terms of age, there is no stereotypical age for a person to start up a business. We've got people on program from, 20, 22 years of age all the way to a more mature couple that have decided changing career directions, and they're in their late 40s, 50s. So it really doesn't matter.
How vital is, your understanding of the way technology is affecting wider society and the global potential that those platforms now provide that didn't exist 20 years ago, mate? So you need an idea, but it feels that if you're going to grow in scale, as you suggest, the utilisation of cyberspace becomes absolutely crucial. Your thoughts?
Well, certainly with COVID coming along, it's actually, you know, the technology's been there for quite a while. It's just that something like COVID has now, you know, forced a cultural change where people are now more accepting of technology and the things it can do. So that has opened, you know, these huge doors where you can actually, you know, you could be anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, and get a product to market through technology. But that it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only way. Because you think about the economic base of Māori, a lot of it's wrapped up in land around the country. And, you know, there are ways of getting offerings that are more in the primary sector out to market as well. So I don't think it's it has to necessarily be digital. I will say, though, if you're going to compete internationally, you will have to have some sort of digital platform, some sort of presence online where people can find you.
Well, the showcase is being held this Friday from 5:30. It's virtual, of course, as many are forced to be in this day and age. Now, there are Kōkiri teams, and you might share some kōrero about them, please. There's six or seven, and maybe you could just give our listeners a bit of an example of what they are aiming to do and share in the virtual showcase coming up this week.
Yeah, sure. So for when the teams come in, we don't have any preconceived ideas of how far they will get to at the end of program. Some of them will start, well, most of them start off with just an idea. Some of them are accelerated to the point where they've got a viable product to launch. Some of them have pivoted and they're actually doing something completely different. So what you'll see at that showcase is how far those teams got in that 14-week period. So it's just really a celebration of their progress, not so much getting them ready for investment or anything like that, but just this is how far I got and this is the idea and, you know, here's its viability. So that's the sort of things that they'll be putting on display.
I've got a bit of a list here. Orangai, Roamio, and Kluvu. Can you share some kōrero about these sorts of thinking and what they're going to be sharing?
Yeah, so Rangai is a collective of wellbeing professionals, and through the experience in dealing with corporate entities over the last year with COVID, is, you know, wellbeing's come to the forefront. So what they've realised is that they can use kaupapa Māori values and frameworks to actually address the wellbeing issues that are going on in corporate, in the corporate world, in terms of employees and whatnot. So they've come up with an idea to help introduce the world to the Māori way of thinking about holistic wellbeing. So that's Rangai. Then we've got Roamio. There's actually two words put together, Rome, which means, which translates to Āmio in Māori. So they put the two words together to create Roamio. And that's a offering to help tourism operators. You know, they're struggling at the moment to find more tourists to go to their attractions. And then the last one, what was the last one? Includeview. Includeview is a group of Te Arawa ladies, and they've come up, you know, if you think about everyone moving into online education, what people haven't thought of is there are people that struggle with learning and working online. They might have Erland syndrome, they may have dyslexia, colorblindness, and so, you know, that group of people need tools to help them engage with online content. So they've come up with a tool that plugs into your web browser that helps you, if you have any of those disabilities, it helps you read the web pages that you're on. So it's quite important for the education sector that we have those tools available for our kids coming through. So there's three examples of really cool things that people are doing, and we're super proud of them for the way they're approaching it as well.
Oh, I like the idea too of, is it the granary?
The granary, yes. I can't tell you too much about them because it's top secret. But they are going to disrupt the film industry. They're doing some really cool stuff. Very proud of that thing. They're doing some really, really cool stuff, and they have experience in the industry. They've been working in VFX now for visual special effects for a while, and they've come up with a solution that I think will change the way people view filmmaking.
Don't say too much. We'll have to keep that one under wraps.
Don't say too much, though.
Good on you, Aubrey. Hey, mate, what do you like most about working in this space, Aubrey?
Well, probably the biggest thing is Like for me personally, is watching the growth of people during the program. They're going from just an idea to, you know, having these viable solutions, and the work that they put in, watching them grow as people. And it's one of our mottos is to just put people first and really focus on that individual, their growth as an entrepreneur. That's probably the thing I get the most kick out of, watching their growth. But in terms of, you know, Māori economic development, what we're doing here, all it takes is for one of those ventures to become the next unicorn, and then, you know, suddenly you've made this massive impact on economic growth of the Māori economy. So it's quite a cool, it's a cool thing to be part of.
You're a one-man dragon's den. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Good on you, bro. And how's all the Kanawa clan too? You guys are so sort of renowned for your beautiful skills with Toi Māori and Rāranga and that. Any updates from the fams before we say farewell, bro?
No, that's just the Kanawa clan still kicking along down in Opariri, but we're all good. And thank you for having us on this morning just to share a bit about what we do.
No, good on you, mate. Good on you. You're a prominent whānau in Te Ao Māori, and it's neat to see you trying to help our next wave of entrepreneurs, bro. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today. Aubrey, it's been a pleasure.
Ngā mihi.
All the best, man. Thank you.